AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means.
AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast and the podcast.
Yeah, you'll be able to hear the lengths AJ goes to try and get away from a cousin of his. Or was it a cousin?
Also, my trip to Nimbin was a trip and a certain RSL celebrating their 70th.
Yeah, and inside the NRL camp with Dobbo talking about the Cowboys, I'm saying Matt Scott shouldn't play. He reckon he's going to.
Oh, finally. I have been waiting for you to tell this story. Finally, this family member's gone home.
Yes.
So you can talk about this, right?
Yes.
What's happened?
Well, the cast off of the family. Well, he claims he's a part of the family because he was married to my cousin and I avoided him for, good on 10 days.
What do you mean you avoided him?
Well,
he was in town.
Yeah, capital P, mate. You know, Captain Pest.
Peter Horn.
So we go to David from my very good friend, Crystal Blue Yacht Charters. Remember we went on
on Thursday.
All the radio stations out, right?
Anyway, yes.
Abridged version. I'm walking in with Nelly. We spot Bridgie. Bridgie's walking towards us. I'm walking towards the boat we're going on. I hear the bloke. I didn't see him. I heard him because he's got one of those very... I said, Nelly, you would not believe what's happening here.
I have never seen AJ so panicked.
I've avoided the bloke for 10 days. He's come into a lot of money. Genuinely come into a lot of money. He's from Hobart. So he's on the phone to a boat broker, going to meet a boat broker to buy a couple of million dollars worth of boats, which he can do. And I've gone, Bridgie, what am I going to do?
You didn't want to see him at all?
I've spent 10 days avoiding him.
Avoiding him.
So all around the Gold Coast, you've just tried to make sure you didn't run into him.
Yes.
So we're trying to think of another escape route around to this boat. So we got all the women to flank him, AJ.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you're here.
And he's on the phone, right, organising to meet this bloke, the boat breaker, while we're about to get on board our very good friends. And he heard he's talking on the phone and heard my voice, and I didn't think I was talking that loud, was I?
My dogs in Currumbin can hear the low rumble of your voice. Don't worry, no matter where you are.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and all of a sudden he's gone, he thinks he's family. Next minute you hear, AJ, you've avoided my calls and I'm family. I'm family. And he's gone, I'm done. I'm said, you're cooked.
So he meets David, has a look at the boat, and then we see you, mate, fantastic. You know, I sort of round the back, blah, 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 get on the boat.
So finally, we're on the boat and we're on the front of the boat, which was awesome. Yeah. We're in the Broadwater. We're going down all the beautiful canals at Runaway Bay. And I tap AJ on the shoulder and I said, he's behind you.
No!
He jumped on the boat.
He got on the boat. And I'm like, say to David, the owner of the thing, I said, mate, this is a $6 million boat. Where's the lifeboat? Where's the life raft? Get me off here. Boy, she was hot and Nimbin on the weekend, though.
Well, things were lighting themselves.
Unbelievable.
I cannot believe the straightest of all sisters, I mean, I shouldn't say that, they're all very straight, she's done a tree change from Brisbane in Stafford. Her and her husband have moved to Acreage.
Well, you nearly moved to South Australia.
In Nimbin.
To get out of Brisbane.
I'll tell you, I know. Don't worry. No, I'm a Brisbaneite. I totally highly agree. I shouldn't say highly agree. I'm talking about Nimbin. When was the last time you guys were in Nimbin?
Last time I remember, I was on the Red Boot Rally and we pulled up the cars and some guy just dropped his strides and had a whizzer on one of the front wheels.
No.
That's what you do. Anything in goes in Nimbin.
Yeah.
What about you, darling Dolly?
Can't remember.
It was yesterday. Anyway, so it was hilarious. So you're driving through the main street and they've got a roundabout painted on the road.
Yeah.
There's rainbows everywhere. And I'm going, I just drove straight over it. I didn't know.
Oh.
And apparently, I don't know if it's a roundabout and someone said it was a sacred site. I'm like, I'm sure it's just a chalk drawing on the road. Anyway, so
Busker.
Then I saw this guy and I'm like, oh, he looks like a surfer. Well, fresh out of the water. He looked like he was, just got out of the water. And then the closer I drove up next to him, he was covered in wet mud and he had these dreadlocks and he was just covered in mud. I'm going, oh, this is all very odd.
It's good for your skin.
It is. So anyway, the place was awesome and my sister's place is brilliant, but it is a wacky town. Don't you worry about that. So then I thought I'd continue my experience. I went to the Bangalow Markets on the way home and they're always good, Bangalow Markets.
Yeah.
Until I went to a stand and all I wanted was a bratwurst sausage. Now, all I'll say is that the guy behind the counter was quite glazed over and I was wearing this awesome dress And it was a... Don't roll your eyes at me, Peter Watt.
Oh.
Come on.
Have you seen what she was wearing?
Look, I was wearing pink cowboy boots, a dress with a rainbow and a unicorn on it. What's wrong with that?
There's the answer.
I call that Sunday. Yeah. Anyway, so I said to him, I said, mate, I want a bratwurst. And he just stood and he stared at me. He said, wow. I said, what? He goes, a unicorn. I went, yeah, mate, it's a unicorn. He goes, you know what? I always have visions of a dolphin riding a unicorn. I said, mate, how does a dolphin ride a unicorn? He goes, you get the dorsal fins in and the tail wraps around the flank.
Ooh, yeah.
And I said, you've really thought this through, haven't you? He goes, yeah, man, dolphins, unicorns, that's what life's about. I said, hey, I think I'll pass on the sausage because I've got to drive home. I don't know what's in it. I was too scared to eat his sausage. Oh no, come on, I didn't mean to. I went to a 70th yesterday. What?
No. What? Life's going, moving up when you're going to 70.
Yeah. I hit the jackpot. Yeah. No, this was one you guys would have wanted to be at. Happy 70th Corumban RSL.
Oh, yes.
The best little club in the world. And they had a family fun day downstairs, a cocktail reception upstairs. There were fireworks and it was what?
I'm not a fan of fireworks.
Oh, I love them.
I reckon they're overrated, waste of money.
I feel like a little kid again when I watch fireworks. I love it.
Big waste of money.
The President, Ron Workman, did an awesome speech and there was lots of speeches. It's the first time I wore heels in ages. I'm like, hurry up with the speeches. I'm not dealing with standing.
They could do a good speech
they
on tipping.
They could do a good speech. Lots of great speeches. I literally had to prop myself in the bar because of my heels. So I was sober and there was a lot of lovely... shall we say, older people there?
Mature,
darling.
Who were there for the opening?
Who were... who cut the ribbon on the place. who turned the sod.
Yes.
And anyway, it was quite interesting to not drink and watch older people give it a good nudge.
Why not?
I had ladies in their 70s have me in headlocks. I had women stepping on my feet.
Yeah.
This woman went, g'day, you old scrag. And I thought I was supposed to know her. And I said, oh, hello. She goes, you don't know me. I just wanted to call you that. I went, oh, okay. What's going on here?
You know me already.
This is getting loose. However, my favourite, best on ground of the day,
yeah,
Shirley, who has worked at the Corumban RSL for, I think, 18 years. Sorry, I'm going to say this, Shirley. 79 years of age.
Wow.
She is, I didn't pick it at all. And she is so young at heart. And she had a message for you, Spider.
For me?
Hi, Spider. This is Shirley. This is for you. We're a happy team at Hawthorne. We're the mighty Flying Hawks. We love our club and we play to win. Riding the bumps with
do
the
group
at Hawthorne. Come
still going.
Yeah. You see us striving.
Do I know Shirley?
Teamwork is the thing that counts. We're all for one and one for all. That's what we are. Hawthorne, we are the mighty Flying Hawks.
Oh. Did you say 79?
79. We love you, Shirley.
Yeah, we love her.
I think she really knows you.
No. Huge weekend in the NRL over the weekend. Oh. If you missed it on Friday, you know, Melbourne just absolute clinic against the Brisbane Broncos, 30-0, which was just embarrassing. But it goes to show the kind of side that Melbourne's got there. They're full of superstars. And then we saw the massive one, the Roosters and the Cowboys. It was huge on Saturday night. I don't watch a lot of NRL, but I'll watch that. And we're joined now with a man who's got all the inside goss. He knows everything that's happening.
The Dobstar.
Dobbo from the afternoon with Luke and Libby. Dobbo, weekend's game, and I think all speculation. Look at the Cowboys coming from eighth, playing Melbourne who finished first. But it is all about Matt Scott. Will he play?
Yeah, g'day, guys. Look, Matt Scott will play. He'll be named. He'll be named in the 21. I spoke to some people up there last night who all said that, why wouldn't you? He's the club captain. If he's right to go and his knee's right to go, they'll play him, which is a huge boost.
I think they're stupid, Dobbo.
It's a fairy tale, isn't it? Why is that?
Because I think if you're changing a side, and I know he is a superstar, but I think it takes leadership to step aside and say, you know what?
Ooh,
you boys have done this.
You're
upsetting an apple cart that doesn't need to be upset. I don't reckon he'll play.
Well, Yeah, you got some valid points, but I can tell you what, the Cowboys are determined to make him right. I spoke to the chairman, the football manager last night, and he said to me, why wouldn't you play him? He's an international, he's a Queenslander,
right.
He's a leader, and he's our club captain.
Thank
and
you,
so
Dobbo.
Off the back of that, he's back, and he deserves every opportunity. And look, I don't think anybody in Queensland or North Queensland would disagree. I understand the loyalty card, Spide. I do. I really do. But this has got so many. This game has got so many fairy tales about it.
Thank
Cooper
you.
Cooper Cronk for the Melbourne Storm. It will Billy Slater retire if they go out winners? Cameron Smith has broken every record this year. I mean, everybody says how good the Storm was. The Broncos butchered that game. I mean, it was 2-0 with 3 minutes to play in the first half. They came back in the second half. They had two opportunities to score untouched, and they bombed it. I mean, Melbourne were clinical in the end, but Brisbane, don't take anything away from the Brisbane performance. I think Melbourne are beatable. There you go.
Dobbo.
Melbourne haven't been beaten now in 9 games.
Which and means
the,
they're
and
due.
The Rots got, they are due. And you know what? Parramatta put them to the sword there 2 weeks ago. They've had a week off. Then they played a Broncos side that was gutsy but just didn't have the polish. They're on momentum's everything, Spide, as you know, in football. And I can tell you what, this week I just have this feeling. The Cowboys, I mean, we're going to be down there. You'll hear the game. It's going to be a huge week, but I just got this feeling the Cowboys will be right.
Dobbo, you've got exquisite taste like I do. Always had a crush on you, and Cowboys are my team.
Oh,
and no,
are we still, are
no,
we
we're,
sure
no,
on
we're
that,
moving
we?
On. No, we're moving
yeah,
on. But
good.
They dig. They dig down. They dig deep, and
yeah.
And that's what I love. And you're right. It is a fairy tale. And I think
How come I haven't heard the sexiest voice on radio yet? Why is it just you two?
Oh, so I'm gone. Oh, see,
yeah,
he wants
gone.
Me to move
yeah.
on from me, and he wants
listen,
to be the sexy one.
Listen,
yeah, there it is.
Mate, I'm half pie about to can you. You ready for this? I've been listening to you, mate, and the show since it started. Your record at naming good things is not, Dobbo, it's not good. When you say the Broncos are certainties, I just put a pen straight through them. And I've made a fortune, mate. I've made a fortune.
You're on the money. You're working out pretty well.
Hey, Dobbo, really quickly before we wrap it up, and we'll get you on before the end of the weekend to really nail down into the grand final. But, gee, it was really disappointing to see there was hardly anyone at the ground. I know Cowboys travelled, but the Roosters, you know, they have 24,000 there in a stadium that fits 50 in a prelim final.
Yeah,
that in the NRL has to sit there and go, you know what, they need to do some work.
Yeah.
Look, there's no question about it. The crowds in Sydney, I mean, you play that game in Brisbane, it sells out, even though there's not a Broncos side there. We saw what happened in Melbourne. I mean, mind you, there was no AFL game in Melbourne on Friday night, but they sold out as well. The NRL need to look at it. It's a huge issue. We see it. Sydney supporters, they're tribal. They've got to get them back to the suburban grounds. I'm a bit of the opinion that, you know, 20,000 at a suburban ground sold out, hanging from the rafters, is better than 24 half empty.
Oh,
and I know.
Yeah.
And I just think that they need to get back that they can get the supporters. I mean, no one. To be fair, the Roosters are pretty much the most hated side in the city. They're the latte strip. And the Cowboys are obviously from Queensland, so it's not a huge drawing game.
But we got one positive out of the whole lot, Dobbo. Thanks very much for joining us. The positive is, in the AFL and the NRL, New South Wales haven't got a side in it.
Yeah! Yeah.
Dobbo, in closing, you know all those impersonations you're doing of me in Drive. It's fantastic,
like that,
by the way. It's fantastic, by the way. But tell Luke and Libby, mate, I'm a commission agent, so my manager will be ringing for the clip. You keep using my voice, but you know how it works, Dobbo. There's got to be a clip there.
There's always a clip on the way through.
Thank you. Thanks, Dobbo. Good on you, mate.
AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.